How long would nuclear fuel last if we ran the whole world on nuclear power? And could it be considered sustainable? It's a really important question when trying to address the long-term replacement of fossil fuels with alternative energy sources. Now, renewable energy sources such as solar power and wind and wave are often considered limitless because the sun is always bringing energy to the planet Earth, and will do so for many hundreds of millions of years to come before it eventually expands to become a red giant and bakes off the oceans. But that won't happen for perhaps 500 million to a billion years, so it's not something to worry about in the short term. So within that 500 million year window, would nuclear be able to do the job? Well, actually, the answer surprisingly is yes. Although nuclear isn't classically considered renewable, it can be considered inexhaustible, which is effectively the same thing. So what of uranium, for instance? The world's reserves are currently estimated at about 5 million tonnes, which you could extract at a price of less than $130 a kilogram. But then there's another 35 million tonnes that have been estimated to exist in lower quality ores and other mineral compounds such as phosphates, which the OECD estimated could be economically extracted for a few hundred dollars a kilogram. Basically, the more you're willing to pay, the lower grade ore that you'd be able to extract. So present levels of nuclear power, which is less than 400 gigawatts of power, the cheap 5 million tonnes would last about another 80 years. But if the nuclear power industry was to expand, say, 25-fold over the next 50 years, which is kind of what you're going to require to fully replace fossil fuels, that'd give you around 10,000 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2060. A lot, I know, and we'll cover the reasons behind that in a later podcast. Then even the 35 million tonnes of lower quality ores would be consumed within a few decades. So clearly, although there's plenty of fuel for nuclear power at its current capacity, an expanded role for nuclear power doesn't seem to work as a long-term proposition. In theory, you could go for lower and lower quality ores, but you're using uranium so inefficiently, there's a much better way. In other words, the situation changes completely if you go for something like fast spectrum reactors or liquid fluoride thorium reactors, which, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, can generate around 180 times more energy from the mined resource than current light water reactors do. So if the global nuclear power demand rose to 10,000 gigawatts of electricity a year, how long would the uranium levels last with this new technology? Well, a really long while. The current 5 million tonnes would last around 4,000 years. We've actually already mined enough uranium to last us about 500 years. And then there's four times more thorium than uranium, so that would last us another 16,000 years, which gives us 20,000 years of energy, give or take a few millennium. Starting to talk big numbers here. I mean, who knows what human society and technology will look like in 20,000 years' time. But after that, should some far future society continue to wish to use nuclear fission, it could always look to the oceans, which contains around 4.5 billion tonnes of uranium. So even today, we have the technology to extract uranium from seawater at a cost estimated less than $300 a kilogram. So this enormous resource would allow us to use nuclear power for another 500,000 years before we consumed it. But in fact, even that's an underestimate. We'd never run out. And as Bernard Cohen explained in a technical paper back in the 80s, this is because each year the world's rivers naturally erode around 30,000 tonnes of uranium from their channels and flush it into the ocean. That's three times more than we'd be taking out, even considering an enormous demand for nuclear electricity. So in that sense, because it is constantly renewed via erosion into the oceans, we could harvest uranium from the oceans inexhaustibly for 500 million years or however long we wish to do it. And in that sense, uranium and thorium can rightly be considered as renewable as sunlight.